They said, "Yemo, Rabbi Huda, I'm Rad, Beis HaSan." Rabbi Huda said, "If you enclose an area around the well using pasim and putting them up in the four corners around the well, the enclosed area within the pasim cannot be more than a Beis HaSan, which is 100 amos by 50 amos." That was the size of the Chaser HaMishnah. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Huda, "That which an enclosed area cannot be more than 100 amos and 50 amos, that's only if you're enclosing an area for a garden or for a carpet. A carpet is an enclosed area where wood is stored there. Such an area, if it's more than 100 amos by 50 amos, the Rabbanan will not allow you to carry within the enclosure. The reason being is this enclosure is not lediva, it's not for the purposes of living, and therefore if the enclosed area is more than a basic science, the Rabbanan will not allow you to carry within the enclosed area. However, when you enclose an area around the well, that is considered an enclosure for dira, for purposes of living, since you're enclosing the area to allow you to draw water from the well. Avum haya dir o sacha o muksa o chatzir, afilo beis chameshes kar, afilo beis aseres karin mut. However, if you enclose an area for a deer or a sacha, a deer is an enclosed area in the field where the animals are kept here. Or if you enclose an area for a sacha, which is an enclosed area in the town where the animals are kept here. Or if you enclose a muksa or a chaser, a muksa is an area behind the house and a chaser is an area in front of the house, such an enclosure, even if it's a very large enclosure of 5 korin, or even if it's an enclosure of 10 korin, it would be mutter for you to carry there, as these are considered enclosures for dira, for the purposes of living, and no matter how large the enclosure is, you would be allowed to carry within the enclosure. The mutter lahakakosu will provide to your pet the possum, and so too you can distance the possum as much as you want from the well, as long as you make sure there are no gaps between the posts that are more than 13 and a third or 10 amos. And just like when you enclose a deer, sacher, muksa, or chaser, the enclosure is considered an enclosure for the purposes of dira, so too when you enclose the area around the well, that enclosure is also considered an enclosure for the purposes of dira according to the Chachamim, and therefore you can distance the possum as much as you want from the well, as long as there are large gaps between the posts that are more than 13 and a third or 10 amos, that you add additional posts in order to close up the gaps.
Rabbi Huda said, if there was a public thoroughfare traveling between the posts that you set up around the well, the thoroughfare has to be moved to the side. And the area that is enclosed within the pasuk is only considered Rosh Hashayach if there aren't a public thoroughfare going between the posts. Once there's a public thoroughfare between the posts, it would no longer be considered a Rosh Hashayach, and it would have to be moved to the side to allow you to carry within the posts. The Chachamim Omrim Eino Tzarich. The Chachamim say it's not necessary to move the thoroughfare to the side. And the area enclosed within the pasuk would be regarded as a Rosh Hashayach, even though there's a Derech HaRabim that goes between the posts that you set up around the well. Echad bo harab, ube'er harab, ube'er hayachid, oisin lahem pasim. The Chachamim will allow you to create a Rosh Hashayach around the well by using pasim, whether it's a public well or a public spring or a private spring. Avo lebo hayachid, oisin lo mechitza, gavo ha'asar etzvachim. Dibi Rabbi Akiva. But if you're enclosing an area around a private well, you're not allowed to carry within that area unless you make a proper mechitza that is 10 tzvachim high. You cannot create a Rosh Hashayach by using pasim. The reason being is that with the Chachamim are mazir, create a Rosh Hashayach by using pasim, that's only a special dispensation for Oli Regalim, for people traveling to the Beit HaMikdash for Regalim. And on their travels, when they stop for Shabbat, they want to be able to draw water from the well in order to give their animals to drink. So the Chachamim allow you to create a Rosh Hashayach by putting up posts in the four corners around the well. However, if the well runs out of water, there no longer would be any dispensation, and it would then be forbidden to carry within the pasuk. And therefore, we have reason to be concerned that maybe the well will run out of water, and people won't realize they're no longer allowed to carry within the pasuk. So if the area that they enclose is an area around a public well, in such a case, we're not concerned that maybe the well will run out of water and they'll continue to carry within the pasuk. And since it's a public well, there's a lot of people there, and they'll remind each other that once the well runs out of water, they no longer can carry within the pasuk. And so too, if they enclosed an area around a public or even a private spring, there's no concern that it will run out of water, as a spring generally does not run out of water. However, if they enclosed an area around a private well, then there would be a concern if maybe the well will run out of water. And since it's a private well, there aren't a lot of people there, and they won't have each other to remind that once the well runs out of water, they're not allowed to carry within the possum. So therefore, in such a case, if you're enclosing an area around a private well, you cannot create a reshus yachid by using possum. Instead, you have to make a proper machisa that is 10 tefachim high, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Oimer, Ein oisim possum, ela lebe'er harabim bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said, that which the chachamim are lenient and allow you to create a reshus yachid by putting up posts at the four corners around the well, that's only mutter if you're creating a reshus yachid around a public spring. As a public spring has tarti l'kivus, it has two things going for it. First of all, a spring normally does not run out of water. And even if it does run out of water, since it's a public spring, there'll be a lot of people there to remind each other that once it runs out of water, they're no longer allowed to carry within the possum. However, you would not be allowed to create a reshus yachid by using possum if you're enclosing an area around a private spring or around a public or private well. And in such a case, we have to be concerned that maybe it will run out of water and they'll continue to carry within the possum. Vilishar oisin chagura. If they're enclosing an area around anything else other than a public spring, you have to make a proper fence that is 10 tefachim high.